Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, and welcome back to another week of the Mission Accepted podcast, where we get to talk to very cool, interesting people that decide to take the mission. And if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times. Honestly, it's not about deciding to take the mission, because truly, that will become the easiest thing in time. It may be the thing that you're looking to venture now, or you're wondering, can I do it? I'm going to go listen to these people that are living their mission, and it's inspiring, and you know it's inside you, and you've got this little inner cheerleader, and you're going to make that. And then it's about, what does that mission look like? What is it that your life becomes about? How does that unfold? How do you navigate that unfolding? And it's incredible. And I love that part of this show. I mean, honestly, I got the best job in the world. You are the most amazing audience. You know, I say that to you all the time. And you know what? I give you guys a title. Like, you know, last week you were the most inspiring. And you know what? I think you're going to be very wealthy after listening to this show. Not only are we going to talk about how our life impacts that financial piece, we're going to talk about it in a way that you have yet to hear very many people talked about, unless you have seen the great Ashley Tobin in action. And I got to see this woman do it. Ireland, not only educating, but inspiring. You know, when you hear somebody talk about something with such not only passion, but education behind the passion, it's almost like science-based motivation. I would say that, because you're being educated and it's empowering you at the same time. And that's quite a rarity when you're listening to someone talk. And we just had a few minutes pre-show and I got inspired again. I was sitting a little taller. I'm like, yeah, let's go that. Let's talk about that. So this segment was about, you know, things that help people financially. And when I introduce Ashley, you might go, are you sure? But wait till you hear what she has to say. It was shocking around her sharing some numbers around the whole concept. Let's talk about it. Women's health. We're going to talk about women's health and how understanding your body and understanding how your health plays out and how that makes a difference whether you decide to take a promotion or not. And I know when I say that, you're like, what are you talking about, Deb? That's two different shows. But Ashley's going to tell us that it's really not. And it was very inspiring in the time that I've heard her talk before, but that was a whole new level. Like, that's like cherry sundae stuff. So I'm super excited to dig in. She's sitting here waiting for me to introduce her, and that I will do. So Miss Ashley Tobin, please welcome to Mission Accepted. And we're really excited to hear about the relationship between health and finance in a very specialized way from you today.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. It is quite remarkable. We very often take our health for granted, and particularly as women, we just keep turning up. We just keep putting one foot in front of the other. However, with a little bit of information and a little bit of TLC and really looking after the engine that is our body that drives our success, we can actually improve not just how great we feel, but also the money in our bank accounts. What do I mean by that? Well, I've been working in the area of hormonal health for 20 years. And at every age and stage, our hormones influence how good we feel. But there's a very particular segment where there's some shocking stats that are emerging, both in the UK and Ireland, and also stateside too, which is that for very many women in that midlife 40s and 50s, the symptoms associated with perimenopause and menopause can often be behind the very reasons that they don't put their hands up for promotion, that they don't go for that job in the senior leadership team, impacting their financial revenues big time. And that's simply not okay. It just shouldn't happen these days.
And what a brilliant correlation, because I think, like you said, you're putting that one foot in front of another, in front of another, no matter how you feel, no matter this, no matter that. And a lot of the information that we can get, particularly around energy or clarity or stamina, could be derived from so many different places. And that's where, I mean, I don't even want to get into talking about the rise of energy drinks and what people do to stay in play, right? Stay in play. And I would imagine, now I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, and so we know that stay in play process, and we don't deal with it any less differently than people that are in corporate. But when you're turning things down, or when you hear yourself making decisions based on how you feel instead of what you want, like, wow, I'd really love to expand my business. I'd love to add another division, but the thought of it just makes me, and they can blank, 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 more exhausted or more tired or more foggy or more this. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, let's, and give us some insight on this hormonal health. And people, you were talking about how, in your world, you've been hearing a lot about it for a long time over in Ireland, and where, and in different countries and in different cultures, they're at different levels of talking about it or talking about it differently. So maybe give us some insight on that.
So, the human body is incredible. I'm really lucky. I love the work I do. I'm fascinated by how amazing a piece of art it is, really. And there's a lot going on. And what can happen as we move from one decade into another is that some of the symptoms that we might experience if we're unwell. Let's say you get a fever. Let's say you get unwell. You notice very quickly, very suddenly, that you're not feeling well. So in situations like that, it is easy to understand that our bodies aren't able to perform the way we want them to. We need to take some steps, perhaps rest, pull it back a little bit, and then we get better and we're back on track. However, what can happen is that in our 40s in particular, there are what I call more nebulous symptoms. There is the fluctuating energy, the sensation as though somebody's pulled out the plug in the afternoon, where it's like, oh, how can I just make it through? There's disturbances in sleep where you wake feeling like you've been run over by a bus while you slept, and there's aches and pains all over. As well as that, there may be just a general poorer ability to be able to focus or concentrate. Now, these may not all come together. They may only come intermittently or randomly, which is why I call them nebulous, because it's hard to really pin them down, except you're just not feeling like yourself, or the way I like to describe it, you don't feel as though you're in the driver's seat anymore. Now, when that goes on long term, what starts to happen is motivation, energy, mood can also be impacted. And we keep on keeping on, but the reality is that very often these symptoms are simply a sign that we're lucky enough to still be alive at that stage of life, which means our hormones are changing in some ways and we may be entering perimenopause. Now, perimenopause, what is it? Really, the run into from fertility up until menopause. We may not exactly know whether we're in menopause or in perimenopause. And that's why, again, it's a bit vague. If we're using, for example, the coil in place, we may not have information about our cycle. We may not really have any of the hot flushes or the night sweats. There are just these other symptoms that leave us feeling as though we're traveling with a lead weight behind us. And those things really can leave us very much on the back foot in terms of our ability to be able to, firstly, feel great, feel like ourselves, but secondly, to be able to deliver well at work. And it's these sort of symptoms when we're not aware that any of these may well be caused by low vitamin D, low vitamin B12, an underactive thyroid, or indeed simply maybe the start of perimenopause. And knowing these things gives us so much information. to be able to take appropriate action. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Thank you so much for that. I think that there's still, from the word menopause, it can conjure all sorts of things. And people are like, well, it can't be that because I'm not this yet. I'm not this age yet. I don't have night sweats. I personally didn't have sweats. You know what I mean? And so you're like, oh, well, I don't have these three, so I can't possibly have these ones. And also needing someone like yourself, like, look, I don't remember, exception of the last literally maybe 8 years in my life, listening to people that really specialize this, that were willing to talk about it, get on stages, get on shows, have conversations. It wasn't really conversation, topic because it was very vague and undefined. And so you could have some of these symptoms and not even know that that was part of it. I think that there was a lot of you have sweats, and you stop menstruating, really. I mean, I think those were the top two. And that when, as you travel down, it can get difficult to navigate, right? And some of the symptoms that you talk about, like people can be, tired midday or what have you, or not expanding your business or what, or taking jobs, like you said, because you're already fatigued. And then trying to play that game, like, where does that come from? And I don't think that hormones pop up in that as one of the top ones until you hear someone like you talk with it. It's like, yeah, you know what? There's no reason why I'm feeling like this. Or you'll hear people say, well, maybe it's just a part of getting older. And I'm like, well, I don't know. There's people out there doing some pretty incredible things, and age doesn't seem to be a matter anymore, is what we say. So I really appreciated you explaining that so people have some baseline. So, I mean, maybe take us a little bit into that journey and share with us, like, you've shared this information, and then someone's like, well, where do we go from here? What happens when someone comes to see you? Like, do you more facilitate? Like, what's that? What does that look like? How can people, now that we know that it affects every area of our lives, we used to know that it affected per certain areas of our life or conversations to having, but you were talking earlier about, I mean, it affects our ability in all areas of our life. And then the financial one, that's really, it's hitting probably pretty loud for people right now. So where do we go from here?
So let me start by saying how come I'm doing this work at all in the first place. So I'm 59 this year. 19, 20 years ago, I started to have symptoms of night sweats, low energy. But way back then, despite going to the doctor several times, I was told I was too young to be in menopause. And it meant that there were a tough few years as I basically tried to navigate my own way through this and saw firsthand the impact it had on, first of all, my mood, on my motivation, my capacity to be able to take on work, but also my capacity to have fun and feel like I'm having a ball as I'm doing stuff. So over that time, as a result, then I really needed to learn and do the research about what worked, what actually helped. Now, the landscape has changed significantly since 20 years ago, and I am now many, many years post-menopause. So I can tell anyone who's going through this particular transition, it is nothing to do with just getting older. I promise, when we're looking after ourselves well and getting the resources we need at this age and stage, we can feel hugely content and able to deliver what we want to in the world. So when somebody works with me, my role in some ways is to have a foot, I call it, between conventional medicine and the holistic, or what's sometimes considered a little woo-woo, self-care and minding yourself. I have a foot in each because my background in nursing and also in pharmaceuticals means I see the value of medication and for many, many women, the use of HRT that can be especially valuable to eliminate symptoms. But we can't just stick a patch on or spray some gel on and hope that everything will be okay. Because the reality is, if we've gotten to our 40s and 50s, we have a different body than we had when we were in our 20s. And it doesn't mean we need to slow down. We need to be a lot more discerning about where we spend our energy, how we treat this incredible asset. the most important asset that any of us have, and how we make sure that we can get the absolute best from that asset, not just for what we can produce in terms of finances or business, but also just because it'll feel lovelier to do that. So I will work with women explaining their blood results, their blood work, what investigations might be appropriate. Sometimes I'll have conversations with women who have dreadful problems with flooding, heavy periods that make it really difficult to have their attention on what they're doing at work. I can make suggestions around improving cognition so that that awful thing of, I've been working with this person for 20 years, but I can't remember their name now. That can really impact confidence. So my approach tends to be very much whole body and tailored to what that particular woman needs, because I've seen so many women sit opposite me and say, I think I need to pack in my job, or I think I need to get an easier job. And my immediate response is, please just pause that thought. We can intervene. You can decide to do that if that's going to be the best thing for you. But actually, you don't want to do that and then regret it at a later stage.
As someone who's in media, I can't help but I have this extra third ear. And when you were talking, and I was like, what a powerful presentation or a book called Pause That Thought. Because I really think that this is revolutionary what we're talking about here. I don't, and I speak to a lot of women, obviously, it's the blessing of my work. And I haven't had anyone say it such that way, Ashley, where you're actually in those conversations with someone and they're literally making like, maybe I should step back, maybe I should sidestep, maybe I should, and whatever that looks, and just asking people to pause. I mean, it's something that we do when someone's in trauma. We're like, don't make any decisions. If someone's angry, don't make any decisions for the first 6 months or the first year. But you don't hear people say that when someone's going through menopause. Like, let's just see if we can get a hold on this before you start to make those big life-changing decisions that can affect you financially or, esteem-wise or what have you. I really pause that thought. Anyways, that's your, there you go. You're giving us a gift today.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's the name of your next book. No, I'm kidding.
Absolutely. Well, one of the reasons I suggest that people pause is because in my experience, there are four things that need to get reviewed at this time. First of all, is just health generally, because again, if we're 4 or 5 decades on the planet, there may be some things that need some attention. So it's our health, our hormones, whether or not actually we need to have the discussion with our doctor about medication, whether or not we need supports herbally, supplementally, lots of those. So that's health, that's hormones. The next one is our habits, whether or not we're actually looking after our body in a way that actually means we're doing this from a leader's point of view. In other words, we have a long-term view of how we want our body to be. And the final one is our head game. How we're treating ourselves inside the confines of our own skull. Because we get to this age, and it's great. We get to look back and say, do you know what? I'm pretty good at that. Not so good at this. Maybe actually I need some support with that. But we get to update our preferences at this time so that we can come up with what I call our rules of engagement for the second half. And when we look at all four of those, my four H's, when we look at those, we get to be able to then deliver in a way that is aligned with who we are and how we want to be in the world, but also it feels nicer. Like, who doesn't want to feel like themselves again?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so enthralled. I'm so encapsulated in what you're saying right now. I think that what a new voice, what a new voice, what a new paradigm, what a new way to look at things. And honestly, very relieving. I think very relieving. I think when, women are going through, you can't put your finger on it. You're like, I'm not feeling quite right, but this, but that. And at least it's worth exploring. And even in that conversation that you just had about what's going on in here and the next half or what it looks like and navigating and kind of, I don't know, self-assurity is kind of what comes up to me around your conversation. I mean, my goodness, you almost don't need to be in menopause to have that conversation. But the exploration of understanding of what that looks like and what possibly could be going on, that's, you know, I don't want to say not your fault, but not your fault. Your body is having a conversation with itself and maybe it didn't invite you, you know? So.
And that's why I use the word nebulous for some of those symptoms, because they can be a little nebulous. It's like, yeah, I just don't feel great. It's hard to pin down and sometimes hard to join the dots that actually perhaps it's because X or Y. And when we can be curious rather than just critical towards ourselves and go, no, you have to push, you have to push. Instead to bring some curiosity to it and go, well, is there a different way that I need to do me in the world now so that I can deliver really well?
Wow. Well, my dear, I want to be able to let people know where to find you. Is there anything else that you want to share with us today before we kind of wrap this incredible podcast up and spending time together?
Really, more than anything else, what I want to say is that I'm encouraging people to have this discussion, to have the chat. I love being on stage. You probably saw me. I am a little bit of a drama queen on the stage. I love being up there telling people what's happening. But because we need to have these conversations for so long, you know, for probably 15 out of the 20 years I was working with women, women would come in almost embarrassed or feeling, I'm going to say even the word shame about the symptoms that they were experiencing, or to use that very old-fashioned phrase that I might be going through the change. We don't use that word here anymore. And I think, oh, isn't that awful? Because it is the perfect time for change to be able to redefine who we are. So, yeah, have the conversation, because I can assure you, if you're in your 40s and 50s, you're not the only one.
There you go. Well said. Well, thank you. And thank you for being brave. And I love how you present. I really, it is almost like science-based motivation. That's the only way that calls up for me. And I think it's needed. And we appreciate people that stand up, speak up, and show up around here. So, you know, you're welcome anytime. Welcome
thank
back
you so
anytime.
Much.
Ashley's information is going to be down below. So Ashley, we're going to completely change the conversation here for a minute. And I'm going to ask you a question and let's just change the whole thing. You have decided that you are going to go to a desert island. It's going to be you and you, and you're like groovy and you've got a suitcase and you can only take one suitcase and you only have room in that suitcase for one album. I said album, vinyl's back in. So who would you be taking that you couldn't imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? It could be an artist, could be a particular song that you don't know who the artist is, or it could be an album. Who are you taking on your trip with you?
Gosh, all the, I'm showing my age, all of the artists that popped into my mind, I'm going through them in my mind. And they're great, you know. I'm a Bon Jovi type of girl from way back
yes,
then.
Yes, you are.
However, the album or the track that would have to come is probably the one that every time I hear it, it brings me out in goosebumps. And it was the song used in the Disney film Pocahontas, and it's Colors of the Wind.
Ooh.
And it is a children's song, but like so many children's songs, there's huge wisdom in it. And it talks about understanding the value of being alive and the beauty of the world around us. And I heard it for the first time watching the film Pocahontas with my own daughter. And just one of those that brings me to, I suppose, that lovely state that I realized, oh, you know what, all is well. And aren't we so lucky to be living in a world, and aren't I so lucky to be able to see the beauty around me and to have great connections with people. So yeah, Colors of the Wind.
Awesome.
That's about all I know.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And audience, thank you so much for doing everything that you do. We know that you share. We know that you comment. We know that you're following us everywhere in multiple different places. And so if you've been inspired today, like we've been inspired and like you've been inspired, please share this show because it's information that needs to get out there and incredible people doing incredible things. That's why we're called Mission Accepted. And if you are out there doing incredible things and you want to come onto the show, this is not difficult. The content, it's devdrummond.com and we've got a contact page and it'll literally go to myself and we can have a conversation about whether you want to come onto the stage with 262. And I know that you've been huge supporters of that movement and we are in a 5-year movement and we were in Ireland and we will be going back again. And it's incredible. We have an incredible summit that is upon us in a few weeks from now and continues 4 times a year. So if you want to get on the stage a little bit, if you want to come onto the show, if you want to be seen in our publications, if you want to have some exposure because you have something on your heart that you want to share, a business, a profit, a nonprofit, you have conversations that you want to be had, we're happy to have that conversation with you and welcome you into the Mission Accepted family. So Ashley, thank you so much for coming on. Hang around. We're going to have a little conversation after show. And for you, we will see you all next week. So until then, you be well and you stay groovy.